yotzeba. And the regular dam that we worry about, the dam evarm shepirish, that's an isa deraisa without kores. Pasuk has a strange pasuk called nefesh hashatoch on the veil of treif for bezel chakav v'chibes b'goda v'rachas b'mayim. A tomei ad ha'erev, a person who eats nevela or treifa becomes tomei. Is that true? A person who eats a treifa becomes tomei. The din is that shchitasim mitarasa midei nevela. Usually, when you do shchita, it's mitar midei. If you do a proper shchita, it's mitar midei nevela, and it's mata b'achila. If you shech the treifa, that shchita sheina ruya, so it's also b'achila, but it's still mitar midei nevela. So how does the pasuk say if you eat nevela treifa? It's metameyu. So Rashi quotes from the Tanoim. No, he goes, you're eating an avela, but this is a nivla saif tohar. So nivla saif, it's only speaking about such an animal that has an isa treifas on it. If you're talking off tome, if you have an eagle, it's an off tome anyway. So the avela is not metame. Only if it's an animal, a nivla saif tohar that has an isa treifa on it, sometimes it'll be kosher, sometimes it'll be treifa. So then, a nivla saif tohar is metame abeis abliya. Nevesh ha-shatoch on the veil of treifa. By regular meat, if you eat it, it's not metame. It's only metame by regular veil. It's only metame by maga memasa. Once it's in your mouth, that's called beis hastorim. So maga beis hastorim would not be metame. But by nivla saif tohar, that's a special din that is metame. That's a shayla. What kind of a din is that? So clearly an exception to the rule. What kind of halacha is it? Rabbi Yosef Fengel has a long essay where he shows that there are three opinions in the Rishonim, in the Hasman Deraisa. Some Rishonim hold, he shows there are Tanoim also, and some Tanoim evolved over here. So some Tanoim and some Rishonim hold that it's the Metami is Achila, Ashetechel. If you eat a Kazais of it, that is Metami. And even if you eat the Kazais, Tokad Achila's Pras. I'll eat a half a Kazais now. And wait a minute, I'll eat a half a Kazais later, it'll also be Mitzdar because the Metami is the Achila. And other Rishayim and other Tanaim holds not that the Achila is Metame, no. It's Maga, but unusual, it's an unusual fashion. Usually we say Maga Beis Hastarim doesn't count. And here it's Bedavka Maga Beis Hastarim. If you touch the Nivla Seif Tohor, it's not Metame. It's only Metame in the Beis Hastarim. And then he dug up Rashi, or Tosfos in the end of the first parak in Sanhedrin. Forgot about the Sarashi Ateis, which said Nivla Sarah's Tohar Mitame Beis Abli is a Dina Masa. It's not a Dina Maga. Because Maga Beis HaStarm doesn't count, but Masa Beis HaStarm is Mitame. So this is a Dina Masa. Then Afkamina will be, what if it's Korchob the Siv? Let's say, I'll have a Nivla Saif Tohar, and it's wrapped up in a little package of something. Paper, and I swallow the thing. So that's not called achila, and it's not called maga, but if the metame is masa, it would be metame. Or let's say, if you eat a little half a gezais now, half a gezais later, turka de achila's prasa. If the metame is achila, so then it'll be mitzdar. If the metame is maga, masa, it has to be bevasachas. If you have a maga of a half a gezais now, maga of half a gezais later, it's not mitzdar fiacha. So he shows that each one of these is a question in Rishon. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik has in his sefer, they were contemporaries, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik has in his sefer on the Rambam part of this story. He doesn't have the whole story, he has part of the story. They have a lot of times the exact same thing. Yosef Engel and Rav Chaim Soloveitchik often have the same thing. This is one of the many things that they have in common. Rav Yosef Engel has it much more than Rav Chaim. In his sefer, he has it much more. Torah formulates the mitzvah of kisei hadam. It's noig bizman hazeh. It only applies to chaya v'yof. If you shech the behemah, there's no mitzvah of kisei hadam. Only if you shech the chaya or an of, v'shafach hazdomo, v'chiso be'ofer. You have a special mitzvah of kisei hadam. The Tanoim have a machlokes in several mishnayos, but the shechita sheinu ruya shma shechita, alav shma shechita. Let's say you shech the behemah, you shech the chaya or an of, and it turns out that it's a treifa. So the shechita is mitar midei nevela, but it's also b'achila. So does it have a shem shechita or not? So b'negiyat achila, it's not matar. B'negiyat the tumah, it is mitar. So what about b'negiyat the other dinim? Let's say dalet v'hei. Tavach ha-mochav. He shechta ha-shor v'seh. Chamisha Bokir Shalom Tachas Asher Barbetzon Tachas Aser. So the Mishnah in Merubah has a machloikas satanaim. What if he's shech ta shech ta satrefa? Is that called the tovach? Is it shchita shenui yishmo shchita lav shmo shchita? So it's a machloikas satanaim benigay to dalad. Hey, machloikas satanaim ta osa v'yez beno, osu shchatu b'yayim echad. If you shoot one of the two, osa v'yez beno, so then there's no din of osa, only osu shchatu, if you do shchita. So what if you shechted one of them and turns out that it's a trefa? Is that called shchita? And what's it in by kisei hadam? So that's a machlekes satanai. So we paskan like Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, made a compromise in the Mishnayos. The compromise is based on the Lashon HaPosek, the Gemara says. Here, by kisei hadam, it says, ish ish m'menei yisom en agar gar b'sachem asher yotzu tzed chaye ov asher yeyochel. Asher yeyochel means that it's kosher. So if you do shchita shenu yishech the treifa, there's no mitzvah of kisei hadam, because that's what it says in Chumash. Asher yeyochel. All the other tanoim disregarded these two words. So Rabbi Ranasi, who wrote this Tomei Mishnah, he passed on this compromise. When he get to Osav Ezbeno, when he get to Dalet Bey, it doesn't say asher yeyochel. So there we pass on shchita shenu yishmo shchita, and when he get to kisei hadam, we pass on lav shmo shchita. And Igmar goes into a whole dissertation. What if you have a hybrid? What if you have an animal that the father and the mother, someone violated the dinim of kiloi behema? Someone was breeding behema with achayu. So what's the status of the vlad? So if you have an intermarriage where you have all the parents are non-Jewish, so bumas haloich achar azachar, the father determines what the status of the children is. You have an intermarriage, but one of the children, one of the parents is Jewish, one of the parents is not Jewish. So there are different opinions in the Tanaim. We pass on is determined by the mother. What if you have an intermarriage by two animals? One is a behemoth, one is a chaya. So how do you determine? So the Gemara says the mother for sure is determining, and the father is a machlekes hatanaim. Whether choshishim lezera ha'av, or ain't choshishim lezera ha'av. So that's the shaila over here. Let's say. Oso v'ezbeno. How does it say? Oso v'ezbeno. Los hishchatu b'yoyim echad. So if the father is not related to the son, so there should be no din of oso v'ezbeno. If the father doesn't determine the status of the vlad. So Rashi Achunish quotes, oso, if you shech the mother in the vlad on the same day, then you get malchus. That's for sure a prohibition of oso v'ezbeno. If you shech the father, the way it says in the Chumash, oso, that's Shulchan Aruch, it says it's also, but there's no malchus because that's a sveikah d'dina. Whether we pass in choshishim lezerah hav, or ain't choshishim lezerah hav. The Gemara assumes that this machloikis atanoim, the three opinions, yes, no, maybe, in the Gemara, whether choshishim lezerah hav, ain't choshishim. Machloikis is whether the father plays a role in determining the status of the vlad by behemus. By behemus, choshim lezerah hav, and if you all, the father does not play a role, the status of the vlad, whether he's a Neymarachai is determined solely by the mother, so it should follow that the father is not related to the vlad. So there's no dina b'osav ezbeno. Osav ezbeno, they have to be related. So that's what we paskin, it's a stake in a dina, whether choshishim zerah or not. So if he shech osav ezbeno, the Mechaber writes that it's osav ein aloike. In the days of Rabbi Yosef Karan, nobody was giving malchus anyway. They were thinking about, they gave smicha, they were thinking about giving malchus. But Lamai said, the bottom line, they never gave anybody any malchus. But he still, once in a while, he writes, whether you're loika or you ain't a loika. So here he writes that Osa Ezbeno, Choshim Zerahav is a Sveikir Adina.
Really, before you say a bracha, you say
Adam,
you have to know if the animal is a
traitor. Yeah. If it turns out that it's a traitor, you're saying a bracha levatom. Because we pass them that you don't do a kisei hadam on the in the slaughterhouses. What they do is I never saw them shecht any chayes. That's not what they do shecht. I saw when they shecht turkeys or chickens. So they shecht they shecht them around for an hour, and then the next shecht takes over. So he shechts 200 chickens in that way. They shecht very quickly. 1, 2, 3. After they shech 200 chickens, then they do one kisei adam and everything. So it has to be that one of them was for sure kosher. Even if 10 of them are treifas, unavailas, but one of them for sure is kosher. So the Mishnah says you can do that. You can shecht many oifes and do one kis adam at the end. You can shecht many chayas and do one kis adam at the end. There is a machlokes satanam. Can you shecht an oif and a chaya and do one kis adam for both together? Or do you say no? You have to have two separate kisuyi adam. Why? Because the hilcha shechita, because kis adam, Tosfos shows from the Gemara, kis adam is considered a gemara of the shechita. The din is kis adam is not me'akev. If you eat the flesh before without doing kis adam, it's mutter. But l'chatchila, the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yomtov quotes Rabbeinu Hanan on Beitza on the first pair. L'chatchila, you're not supposed to eat the chayu or the yolk before you do kis adam, because kis adam is considered a gemara of the shechita. So the hilcha shechita for behem and chayu, for behem and chayu is that you need two simonim. And for Rov, you only need one simon. So it's really a different kind of shechita. So that's what leads one Tana, based on Psukim, that's what leads some of the Tanan to say you have to have a separate Kisei Adam for Chayas and a separate Kisei Adam for Oifas. Can you cover Kisei Adam for Chaya and O with one Kisei, you need two Kisei. Because the Hilcha Shechita are different.
But when we do Kaparas, we do one chicken, you shouldn't say a brach unless you know that that's not a drink.
Well, Mustama, you assume Raif Pamim, it is not a treif. By Behemoth, we check, Lahatchila, we check the Reye for Sirchas because it's a Mio Tamotzi. By Ofas, they don't check. It depends. In Eretz Yisrael, they have a certain disease that makes a Mio Tamotzi that it eats up the Tzumas Agidin on the legs. In America, they don't have that disease. In Eretz Yisrael, it's safer to eat flesh than it is to eat chicken, because the chickens have a disease. So that's why some of the Mahadrim never eat chicken. In America, the people don't want to eat flesh. It's harder to shecht the behemoth than it is to shecht an oaf. So since it's easier, so you stand a better chance of keeping kosher if you eat chickens than if you eat flesh. And Eretz says the reverse. The Mahadrim would prefer to eat with behemoths, because the oifas, you're really supposed to check the legs of the oifas to make sure that this disease didn't eat up the tzumas agidin, didn't make it into a trefa. Torah prohibits us from going b'chukasem lo yisrael echu. You're not allowed to go in the ways of the non-Jews. So you're not allowed to... So what does it mean? So you have to wear a kapota. You have to wear white socks. You have to wear a big... Now that's how the goyim dressed in Europe. That's not chukasakum. That's how the goyim dressed in Europe. What does it got to do? So what is chukasakum? What's not? You're not allowed to eat French fries. You're not allowed to eat southern fried chicken. Does the French fries start from the French? So the Gemara says, the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos has the Tosefta in Masechta Shabbos have a lot to say about Chukasak. So the Gemara says, Kol davar sheyesh mishum refu, ein bo mishum darkei ha'amori. Anything that makes sense, there's no isur of darkei ha'amori. There's no isur of Chukasak. Why did the French eat French fries? Because it tastes good. Why did the Goyim in the South eat southern fried chicken? Because it tastes good. So I do for the same reason. If it tastes good, it's good. Why did the guy wear light clothes in the summer and heavier clothes in the winter? Because it's cold in the winter, it's hot in the summer. So if it makes sense, it's not called chukasam chuk. Chukasakam achok zachok. Sha'af echad lo, like in Eretz Yisrael, they call it chok ha'kneset. So why do they call it chok ha'kneset? Af echad lo yodea. The members of the Knesset also don't know what the reason for the chuk ha'kneset are. That's why it's called a chok. A chok means a belitam. So if the goyim have a practice, b'li tam, that's called chukasam. The two, Tosfos points out the Maseches Sanhedrin, the Maseches Avodah Zarah, that there are two aspects to chukasam. If they have a minig that's part of their religion, a chayk l'Avodah Zarah, if they have a chayk l'Avodah Zarah, so we're not allowed to follow that practice, even though we're doing it l'shem mitzvah, even though we want to enhance our religious service. You're not allowed to adopt anything from the Goyish style of worship of their Avodah Zarah. But if the Goyim do it not l'shem Avodah Zarah, they just have a practice like that. So then it's only going to be chukasakum if it's belit tam. And if we're doing it l'shem mitzvah, then there's no prohibition of chukasakum. Tosfos makes it that it's two different dinim. So the Chorah should be two different psukim. Where do you have two different psukim? Here in Achrei Mas, you only have the one pasuk. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out you have the other pasuk, perhaps is in Chumash Dvarim, where the pasuk says when we come to Eretz Yisrael we shouldn't ask Echa Yavda Agoyim Ha'emes Alahem, ask the king got money, Sasan came Hashem al Kem. You're not allowed to do that. So what does it mean? Ech Yabda Goyim Hem Salahem Ves the King Amoni. Ramban interprets over there, and there's a Rama Moshe that says Beferish like that. The Rama quotes that Pasuk in Chukasap. Ech Yabda Goyim. You shouldn't ask, how do the Goyim worship their religion? Ves the King Amoni La Shamayim. And I'll worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same way they worship their religion. There used to be a prominent figure who considered himself an Orthodox rabbi. He's not so prominent now. He's an old man, nobody hears from him anymore. So he used to say that our religious practices are a little stale, so we should look around by the Christians and by the Muslims and see what nice minhagim they have, and we should incorporate them into our religion. So that's exactly, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that's exactly what the Ramban says. That's the issue. The Gemara has in it, the Ramban points out that the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation in Pasuk. So the Gemara says that the Pasuk is referring to one who's worshipping Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah Kedarkoi. The Gemara says if you do the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach, if one worships Avodah Zarah, he does Zibuch Nid. Nisuch Kitor Hishtachva, one of these Dalar Avaidas, even if he does it, Shaloike Darka, this religion, they never shecht any Karbanis to this religion. Let's say the Christians today, they don't offer Karbanis to Osahoish. So let's say a Jew will want to worship Yoshke, and he'll sacrifice, build an altar, and he'll sacrifice, he'll slaughter an animal, and he'll be Zorik the Dam, and he'll pour wine. So let's say he'll do an activity that they themselves don't do. So if you do one of the dalar avodas, zibuch kitur nisuch hishtachvoah, then you chayv kors, you chayv nisi, even though shaloi kedarka. And if you worship the avodah zarah, whatever is kedarka, let's say their avodah zarah kedarka is they break a stick. So whatever it is, or they do a balpor, they used to move their bowels in front of balpor. Or zarah kevin the markulis, they would throw stones to the markulis. So whatever is avodah zarah kedarka, you chayv nisi. And if you do zibuch kitur nisuch hishtachvoah, that you chayv nisi, even shaloi kedarka. So the Ramban says that that interpretation that the Gemara gives, that the Mishnah gives on this pasuk, "Echayabdav goyim ha'em savahem v'esek ken gamani," I'll worship that, but "izor kedarka," that's an additional level of interpretation. He says that's not pshutu shel mikra. Pshutu shel mikra goes on chuk hasapan. You're not allowed to introduce a chuk l'avod izor into the Jewish religion. And the Rambam is also like that. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that apparently Tosis also thought like that. That's why Tosis splits and says it's a chuk l'avod izor. That they do as a religious act. We're not allowed to practice it, even though we want to do it as a chelak of a mitzvah. We want to fulfill the mitzvah like that. And if it's not a chok lava de zara, so then if we're doing it the same mitzvah, then there wouldn't be any prohibition. The psukim are a little unclear when it says it's mishpatai tasu eschukasai tishmru lalachas behem. It says asiya and it says shmira ushmardem eschukasai vis mishpatai shayasa. What is this? The asiya with the shmir to observe all the mitzvahs. A pep talk to observe all the mitzvahs. So the Nitziv in his commentary on Chumash quotes that the Rambam only counts one mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The one mitzvah he counts is lalameh Torah lachem, to teach Torah to others, to transmit the masor of the Torah to the next generation. The Rambam says, if you're not going to learn, you can't teach, you can't make up Torah. So the mele included in the mitzvah of lalameh is a lilmeid also, but the basic mitzvah really is lalameh. Some other rishonim count as two distinct mitzvahs, lilmeid and lalameh, the mitzvah to learn and the mitzvah to teach. And then some rishonim count four mitzvahs, lilmeid, lalameh, lishma, v'lasos. These are four parts of liman haTorah. So lilmeid, lalameh, we all know what that is. Lilmeid is to learn, lalameh is to teach others. What is lishma, v'lasos? Lishma means to observe the mitzvahs, and lasos is to observe the mitzvahs. So out of these four parts, some Rishonim counted as four mitzvahs within Talmud Torah. You say in Abba Rabba, when you say it to him, what's Lishma V'lasos? So the Nitziv has his fantastic Chiddush. He says, the Tanoim say Lishma means the Chazer. In Mishle, it says, Shomrein Bivitnecho, it talks about making sure you don't forget the Torah. So that's called Lishma means to learn. Lilmud is to learn. And when you chazer, to prevent yourself from forgetting, that's called Lishma. So there's one mitzvah to learn the first time, another mitzvah to chazer. What's lasos? So he says, based on the Yiddish expression, apparently when he lived in Europe, when a bachar and yeshiva would be mechadish something, so they would call that in Yiddish, tzemachen Torah, to make. So he thinks that's what the biblical word lasos. Lasos means to be mechadish. There's a mitzvah to be mechadish. I don't know exactly what that means. Then the pasuk says, "Ushmartem is chukatavis mishpatav shiasos ma'adam v'achai bahem ani Hashem." So the Mishnah says in the last parak in Yuma that if a person's life is in sakon, if he's going to fast on Yom Kippur, so he has to eat. The pikuach nefesh, zafek pikuach nefesh, tzvek tzvek pikuach nefesh, is derech Yom Kippurim and is derech Shabbos and is derech kol tarkula, except for the gimel averus achamiris of avodah zarah gila ra'as and shvichas dam. So where is the mokar and chumash that pikuach nefesh is derech kol tarkula? So each one of the Tanaim gives a different mokar. Then Shmuel gives this mokar. V'chai bohem, v'loshi yomus bohem. Then the Gemara concludes, Rava concludes with a comment, V'kulu isli hu pircha levar midishmuel. You can slug up all the drushes of all the other Tanaim, except for Shmuel. Shmuel hits the spot. Shmuel's drush of V'chai bohem is the best one. That's how they say, the Dun Lagan said about all the Chassidish Rebbe, is V'kulu isli hu pircha levar midishmuel. He's only impressed by the Rebbe Reb Shmelka. He said he knows how to learn. That's what they say. The descendants of the Rebbe Rav Shmelka claim. I don't know if anybody else says like that. They say that's what the Vilna Gaon said. That he said about all the other Rebbe's Lekulis, Lepircha, they don't know how to learn the Bar Minishma, except for the Rebbe Rav Shmelka. He was the brother of the Hafloah. They both learned by the Mezritcha Magid in Poland. And then in Germany, they were looking for a Rabbanim and two. So because of a quirk of circumstances, they took Chassidish people from Poland to serve as Rabbanim in Germany. So the Hafloah went to Frankfurt, and the Rebbe Rav Shmelka went to Nikolsburg. Anyway, we assume this is the Makkah. V'chai b'hem aloshi amas b'hem, this is the Makkah. The din is that pikuach nefesh is derech kol ha'terukula. There's all simen and yeridus, and the kuf nezayin has all the details. When is pikuach nefesh derech, under what circumstances? Then the Torah lists off the whole table of prohibited marriages, Gilui Arayos. Gilui Arayos is the exception to the rule, but there's not pikuach nefesh. This pasuk, v'chai b'hem, appears immediately prior to Gilui Arayos. So it doesn't apply to Gilui Arayos.
Can the Rebbe comment on the drasha on Lachas Lahem that Al Tikar B'Tokha on Shlosh Ma'adavati Kochmas is thrilled Elech Be'om Ma'adavati Kochmas?
If you have extra time on your hands, you should learn Torah. You shouldn't learn Chachmas Umas unless you need it for Parnasa. You got no choice. Unless you think that your secular studies will enhance your Torah learning. Also, you have to have a lot of secular knowledge in order to paskin a shayla. Shlomo Zalman needed a lot of physics in order to paskin. He needed a lot of medicine, needed a lot of banking and economics. He had to know a lot. You have to know a lot in order to paskin any shayla. If a guy's not going to be paskining anything, he's not so much into learning, so the secular chokhmah is not going to enhance his learning. So he does need the secular knowledge, let him know. He's going to go into business with his father, so what do you have to go to college for? He's going to do well. He can't count. He can't add up how much money he has in a bank statement. Okay, so let him take a class in arithmetic. Well, lachas b'hem, he's supposed to learn Torah. Ishi shall call Sher Bisorah. You're not allowed to marry this list of relatives. Some of the relatives are from mother's side, some of the relatives are from the father's side. So the kurva of Sher Basar applies, that terminology, that expression applies both to relatives on the mother's side, relatives on the father's side. In Parshas Bamidbar, in the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar, you have a din of Mishpacha. That says, L'mishpachoisim l'vayisavoisim. The Gemara has a comment, Mishpacha Savkri, Mishpacha, Mishpacha Seim, Enikri, Mishpacha. These are two Chalashem of Kurva. There's a Chalashem Kurva of Mishpacha and a Chalashem Kurva of Sher Basar. And Chalashem Kurva of Mishpacha is only Mishpacha Savkri, Mishpacha. And Sher Basar is on both sides. And Chaschina points this out. The Gemara has a din that Eved ain lo yachas. Avodim, let's say there's an Eved, lives with a Shivcha, and he has children, they're all Avodim, Mishpachas. So there's no Kurva of Mishpacha. That's a Shaila. Is there a Kurva of Sher Basar? So he shows that's a Machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. Eved, the Gemara says, Eved Knani, Muta Be'ima, Muta Be'bita. He's allowed to marry his mother, he's allowed to marry his daughter. So there's a machlekes Rashi in the Rambam. Does it go on an Eved Kenayni who is nishtachrer? So there's no chumer mid the Rabbanon. Mid Atari say Gershon is gar katan shenolatami. We have a chumer mid the Rabbanon that is not allowed to marry the previous relative, so they never made the chumer by the Eved. Or it even goes on the Eved, he also Eved, even while he's an Eved. And Eved not, doesn't only have, doesn't, not only does the Eved not have the kurva of Mishpacha, that the Feirish and Limar, the Eved doesn't have the kurva of Mishpacha, does he also not have the kurva of Sheh Basa? So that's the Minchas Chinuch points out under the mitzvah Pir Rivya, the first Minchas Chinuch points out. That's Machlok is Rashi and the Rambam in Sanhedrin, in Perikar Benisis. And all of these arayas, we say Yehorik Val Yavar, this is the exception to the rule. It says Bachai Bahem. And then you start the parsha of arayis. You say harik val yavar. What about nida? Nida is also arayis that you say pikuach nefesh is not doche. So that's a machlokes. The Achrayim point out that's a machlokes. The Rambam and the Rabbi Natan. Because by nida we see it's up to something different. Usually by arayis one is bala ervo, the vlad is a mamzer. By ben on nida the vlad is not a mamzer. Usually Yen Kiddushin talks about arayis. If you give a ring to your sister, to your mother, you say harayat mekudeshes li. The Kiddushin and Atofsin, and by Nida, the Kiddushin and Atofsin and a Nida. So that's the question. It's clearly an exception to the rule. Which rule is it an exception to? Doesn't mean that Nida is not, even though this Kores, it's not Arayas. And he's saying, no, Nida is Arayas, but despite the fact that it's Arayas, the Vlad is not Amams and Kiddushin and Atofsin. So the Rambam writes several times, Anida Bechlau Arayasi. The Rambam writes explicitly like that. And the Rabbi Natam has in the Sefer Yosher a whole explicit discussion. Nida is not Yorek Val Yav. Nida is not Arayis. And Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam a little bit on the first daf in Yevamos. If you wouldn't look in the Sefer Yosher, you may not fully understand what Tosfos said. But that's if you look in the Sefer Yosher, that's what he says. It says black and white. So the later Paskim discuss it. In Yerideya, the Mechaber assumes that you do say Yorek Val Yav on Nida. And the later poskim are not are wondering. I think if I'm not mistaken, the Maskal Eisen has a tshuva. I don't have the sefer, but I once saw it. He was one of the gedolim who lived in Vilna 150 years ago. So he has a tshuva about this. Should we pass him like the Rambam or should we pass him like the Rabbi Natan? Where the need is Yehorik Val Yavar. Yeah, what about Mishka Behema? Mishka Behema is mentioned here also. So the Gemara has a statement in Yevamos, Ein Znus LeBehema. The original statement of the Gemara Ein Znus LeBehema goes on a Zayna LeKohen. A Zayna is not allowed to marry a Kohen. So a Zayna is a woman who is Nivolo LePasolo. So what if the woman practiced Mishka Behema? When you say she's not permitted to marry a Kohen. So the Gemara says, come on, Ein Znus LeBehema. That's not called a Zayna. It doesn't make the, she's not Chai Misa. The woman who practices Mishka Behema is Chai Misa, but that doesn't make her into a Zayna. So the Rishonim say, Ein Znus LeBehema, so it's not called the Gidei Arayis. What about Mishka Zohar? The Gemara statement is only Ein Znus LeBehema, but if the other person, the homosexuality, they're both human beings, that is called Gilei Arayis or not. So that the Ran, the Chiddush Ran, has a suffix that's a Dion. Is that called Gilei Arayis or is it called something else? It's an Issa Koris. Maybe it's not Gilei Arayis. So those who say that they're so, they were born with this tendency and they can't control themselves. They can't control themselves from violating the din of Mishkav Zohar. The Halacha recognizes such a thing. Such a person is not punished, not to be punished, because he's considered a shaitan. If it's true that a person has a desire to be Michal Shabbos, and he can't control himself. So he's not Chai Misa to be Michal Shabbos. The Halacha says that he's called a shaitan. Okay. And then Rav Moshe Feinstein has a Rambam, which he and the Rambam Hilchos Seder. The Rambam says that a Shaita L'Davar Echa, a guy is 90% everything, 99% everything is normal. When it comes to one thing, he's crazy. He goes crazy about one thing. So the Rambam writes that a Shaita L'Davar Echa is possible. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a very Mechudish Dikat Shuva. I think most do not agree with Rav Moshe Feinstein. Most do not agree. Rav Moshe claims that the Rambam meant to say the following: if a person is a shaita in one area and he's potter from that mitzvah because he's just a shaita, he can't control himself, so it's either all or nothing. So then you're potter from all mitzvahs. And one is potter from all mitzvahs is not kosher leidus. But the Rambam never meant to say that a shaita l'davar echad is considered a shaita, chalat arkulu. That say there's a guy, everything is normal, except that he thinks that he's Alexander the Great. Everything else is normal. He signs a check, he signs Herschel Schechter. Everything else is normal. He just thinks that he's Alexander the Great. I said, I'm a shigas. So Moshe says his kiddush and achal is get the schal. Everything is mekachamem. He's just potter mikol ha-mitzvahs. If his thinking that he's Alexander the Great makes it impossible for him to fulfill one mitzvah, then he says it's either all or nothing. Then you potter from all the other mitzvahs also. Whoever is not chayv in mitzvahs is not kosher leidus. But he says there is no rule. The Rambam never meant to say that a shaita the derech is considered a la bardas in kol ha-terkud. He quotes, Ramashi quotes one of the early poskim said like that, and he thinks that that's the correct pshat, and he goes with that. He writes that there was a meshugana in Europe. There was a meshugana who thought that he was Mashiach. And so he used to run around naked. He thought that he was like Adam Rishon, Kaidah Machet. And he was always giving people mussar, and he would grab people's jewelry, and he would climb up on top of trees naked on a sugar, and he would tell them they have to do tshuva, otherwise not going to give them back their jewelry. Absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. The guy was married, and his wife finally had enough. She wanted to get him. So how can you have the guy get... See, if he was nutty at the time that he got married. So there's no kiddushin, so there's no problem. Manam shach, he's normal, he's crazy. So either you don't need a get, or if he's normal, so you can get a get. But maybe he was normal at the time he got married. We didn't realize at the time he got married, he didn't demonstrate any of this. So maybe he became crazy later, so then the Mishnah says he can't get again. But Moshe has a long tshuva, and he writes all the shailas that came up. He had to spell the name of the city. It's the first time they ever gave a get in that city. He had to work on that. And it was Friday, I think. In Lechatkir, you don't give a get on Erev Shabbos, because it's like Dinei Nefoshes. He had to be mekel on all the things. And the main shaila he had to be mekel on was that the guy's a bardas. Ramush has this long tshuva, and he says, just because the guy is nuts in one area, he thinks that he's a Moshiach, and he's giving everybody musa. Oh, the guy already stopped running around naked, and he stopped running on top of the trees, and he stopped doing all this. So Ramush asked him before he gave the get, do you still think that you're Moshiach? The guy said, yeah, but what can I do? Nobody listens to me, so I stopped acting upon him. But he still holds that he's Moshiach. Moshe was mekel, he can give a get. But most of the classical poskim do not agree with that. We assume that the Rambam said that a shaita l'dover echad is considered a shaita for everything. At the end of the parsha, you have these difficult psukim. The Chumash says you shouldn't violate these toevas, Gili Arayis, and Mishkab Zohar, and Mishkab Behema, and Moilach, and all these things. Al titama b'chalele ki b'chalele nitma gai m'sha'a nimashalech m'chnechem. But it mo horitz. Vatoki horitz es yashve ashmartem atem. Vatoki horitz es chem etam achem. I say, you better not violate these averis, or Eretz Yisrael will vomit you out. The Ramban HaChumash has his famous comment. What does it say this in connection with Eretz Yisrael? Gili Arayis, the Mishnah in the end of the first Perek in Kedushin, divides all the mitzvahs into two categories. You have Chovis Karka and Chovis Aguf. Chavis Karka is agricultural mitzvahs. Agricultural mitzvahs only apply in Torah and Eretz Yisrael. And Chavis Aguf applies all over the world. So these are Chavis Aguf, Gili Arayis, Mishka B'zacha, Mishka Behema, Moilach. What has it got to do with Eretz Yisrael? That's what the Ramban wonders. The Ramban comes up with this fantastic notion that the Yikim Mokam for Shmiris Kol HaMitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. We have to observe all the mitzvahs in Chutz Lortz also in Torah. But the Iker Makam Tashmir is called Mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. In recent years, the religious Zionists made a big fuss of this Ramban. So in a new book that just came out recently, David Holzer quotes that Rab Soloveitchik was not happy with this Ramban. He said that the whole focus of the religion is being changed. Instead of having Torah in the center, they made Eretz Yisrael in the center. Well, it's not their fault. The Ramban says like that. So he had tainus why Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook kept on quoting this Ramban. He said, we should tone down this Ramban, we should play down the Ramban. He says, people are running too much, they're changing the whole focus of the religion. Eretz Yisrael became the center. Eretz Yisrael is okay, it's one of the many mitzvahs. He pointed out, on another occasion, you look in the Mor and the Ruchim and the Rambam, in the Mishnah Torah, Eretz Yisrael is one of the many mitzvahs. You look in the Kuzari, Eretz Yisrael is in the center. But the Rambam is not so. So the Kuzari is also the same as the Rambam.
What does that mean for all these like, other mitzvahs, like Kashrut, Tefillin, and to mean that the words was an Eretz Yisrael.
Rabban on Chumash Dvarim quotes it. Rashi on Chumash Dvarim quotes it. It says, "Vavarta neher me'al horetz ha'toiv." On Kriyas Shema says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu will send you into Golus." And then it says, "V'samtem es dvarei elan levavchem." Even when you're in Golus, you should still keep the mitzvahs. So Rashi quotes from the Sifrei on that pasuk, even when in Golus, you should still keep the mitzvahs of tefillin and mezuzah, so that when you return back to Eretz Yisrael, shouldn't be kachadoshim be'enech. Atzivi loch tziyunim. The Navi says, "Atzivi." Yirmiyah says, You don't forget the religion. Keep the religion, even a chutz laretz, in order that you shouldn't forget. So Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, you should observe tefillin and mezuzah in chutz laretz. So that's where the Ramban has this long arichas there also. As in a few places in Chumash. That the yikya makam for tefillin and mezuzah is chayvis haguf, it's not chayvis karka. But the yikya makam for shmiris kalam mitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. Also, Rashi probably follows the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon thinks that it's a misprint in the Sifrei. They shouldn't say tefillin and mezuzah. Should say trumas and ma'is. It's tough of them. So they made a mistake. They were fanech. The Rashi Teiv is wrong. But the pashup shad, the Ramban said, the pashup shad goes on tefillin and mezuzah. The zamta mezvar yele goes on tefillin and mezuzah. The next pasuk. The concluding pasuk, Parshas Achrei Mo'is, is quoted by the Gemara in Yevamos. That's the source. For Asesi Oglator, Shmartem es Mishmarti, Asum Mishmeres le Mishmarti. The first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Anshe Knesset Agdel Lahim Al Mishlosh Dvar. And one of them was Asesi Oglator, you have to make Harchokis. So that's based on the Pasuk, Shmartem es Mishmarti, Asum Mishmeres le Mishmarti. The Prima Godim in his Psicha Kolelis raises a Sofeg. Usually the term Mishmeres refers to Aloises, Yishama Pen Vial. Is a loises. You only get malchus if you violate a lav that's dumi the lav da chasima. So it either has to be written chumish loy, like loy sachsam shavidishoy, or if it says yishama pen vial, that's also a loises. So maybe the Bima Gadim raises the question, maybe here it says yishmatem es mishmati, asum mishmeres mishmati. Maybe you only have a right to make a siog if you're afraid someone's going to violate a loises, yishmatem es mishmati. What if you're afraid someone's going to violate an essay? Maybe you have no right to make Gzeira Dirabbanan. So that's when he raises the question in connection with the first Mishnah in Brachas. It says that the Chwekes HaTanaim, did they make Gzeira Dirabbanan, that you're not allowed to say Kriyashma after Chatzos, Kedela Harchi Kesodim and Avera. The worst thing that's going to happen is he won't be able to say Kriyashma. If you let him say Kriyashma all night long, so he'll say after Alois HaShachar. So he won't be able to say Kriyashma. So you have a right to make Gzeira Dirabbanan. So don't you see the Feirish that... That's a machlokes de satanai. The first mission, that's a machlokes de satanai. So the Prima Godim talks about it. Then he quotes the Tosfos in Menachos, says like that. Tosfos interprets a Gemara, Perek Rav Yishmael. You don't have a right to make a gzeira derabbanan if the worst catastrophe that you can foresee is that the people will violate an essay. Because the Gemara has a machlokes of Yechon Reish Lakish. In the morning of the first day Chalamay Pesach, before they brought the Minchas HaOmer and the Beis HaMikdosh, you're not allowed to eat chodosh. So is there a lois essay or is there only an essay? The lois essay says, Lech l'kol l'kama lo sochlo ad etzem hayom hazeh ad haviyachem esayim ha'tnufo. So lech l'kol l'kama ad etzem hayom hazeh maybe means ad itzum ha'shol yom till the morning. When it comes the morning of Tez Zayin Nisan, maybe there's no longer a lav, lo sochlo ad haviyachem esayim ha'tnufo, maybe it's only an essay. So that's a machlek sabiyachem reish lokish in the Gemara. So then the Gemara asked Akasha that the Mishnayos record that they made Gzera Derabbanan. The shops are not allowed to sell Chodosh on the morning of Chalamoy Pesach before they brought the Minchas HaOmer in the Beis HaMikdosh because of Gzera, someone by mistake may eat it. So the Gemara asked Akasha, Bishleim, if you hold there's a lav, so we understand why they have a right to make Gzera. But if you hold it's only an essay, so since when do you make Gzera? Because you're afraid someone's going to violate an essay. That's a Tosis read the Gemara. That's a simple pshat in Gemara. So the Prima Godim says, enough in a Gemara, enough in a Tosis that you have. Ushmartam is Mishmartam, you only have a right to make Gzera Derabbanan for a real tzorech. If you have a far-fetched hashash, a milsud or a shlicha, you have no right to make Gzera. And even if you have a milsud and a shlicha, but the worst the Aver is going to be is it's going to be a bitl essay, so then you also have no right to make exer. So then you have to look again in that opening Mishnah in Brachas. What's over there with exer? The worst the Aver is going to be, he won't be Yotze Kriyashma. He'll say after Alois HaShachar, It won't be Yotze. He says that what right do you have to make a gzera that you should say Kriyashma before Chatzos. When they started in Europe, when they started artificial insemination, so there was a shaila, is there an isra of Eishes Ish? If they take Zera Miish Acher and they inseminate it into a married woman, is there an isra? So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Europe, they already discussed it. Moshe has a tshuva, what kind of, it has nothing to do with Eishes Ish? There's no Tashmish, there's no Bia, there's no isra. The others came up with an Einfall that by Yeshus Ish it would be an Issa, by the others not. By the others it always says Legal Serva, La Sikru, Legal Serva, Legal Serva. By Yeshus Ish the Loshin is Valeshus Amischa, La Sitan, Shechof, Techo, Vizara. That's what it says. Valeshus Amischa doesn't say Legal Serva, doesn't say La Sikru, just says La Sitan, Shechof, Techo, Vizara. So it's beferish that artificial insemination is us. So the Sridi Yesh has a tshuva. He quotes all of this. He says we don't have the ability to darshim sukim, and even though there's not a drush, it's a dead giveaway. We don't have the ability to say what's a dead giveaway either. We don't. We can't make up such a din that artificial insemination by an Eishes Ish would constitute an isa deraisa. By the others, it wouldn't. So Moshe assumes that it's mutam. This week we learn Mechubarim, Achrei Mois Kedoshim. So Shaila, which Haftarah you learn? The Abu Dram has two minhagim. When you have Mechubarim, when you say the Haftarah of the first Sedra, the second Sedra, our minhag usually is that when you have Mechubarim, you say the Haftarah of the second Sedra. And this is the exception to the rule, Achrei Mois Kedoshim, because the Mishnah Megillah has a Machlag Zablez and the Chachamim. In the days of the Tanoim, whoever got Maftir would pick whatever section of the Navi he wants to, that had to have a connection with the Sedra, and he would learn whatever he wants for Haftar. So the Tanoim had a machlokes, are you permitted to pick this Haftar? So by some Chimoshim it's printed for Achrei Mois, and some it's printed for Kedoshim. Hodas Yerushalayim is Tov Oseho, that the Navi is commanded to scream at the people that live in Yerushalayim, that they're sinning and they're violating Gilei Arayis and Avodah Zarah. So Rav Leizer said it's not proper if the Baal Maftir picks a Haftar. So what does he have to pick a Haftar? That's the Navi Yirmiyo was commanded to give Tochacha. Where is this? In Yecheskel? I forgot where it's Yecheskel. So Eves Yerushalayim is in Yecheskel. So the Navi Yecheskel was commanded. He has to give this Tochacha. He has to go stream. He has no choice. But we were not commanded to learn Yecheskel, so you read it, but we should go proclaim it out loud. Maybe that's not right. So it's Machlokes HaTanoim. So Mikra then we pass like the Chachamim. You may recite the Tehevus Yerushalayim. But the meaning is that we always avoid it whenever possible. So whenever it's Mechubarim, so we lay in Halok and Kulshim. And when it's separate, so sometimes it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, they say Hashemayim Kisi, and sometimes it's going to be Mocha Chodesh. So one of the weeks is taken care of, or sometimes it's going to be Shabbos HaGadol. Once in a while, Achrei Mois is Shabbos HaGadol. So one of them already has a different Haftorah, so you say the Haftorah Halok of Nekushim for the other week. What if you have Achrei Mois Kedoshim are separate, and you have no excuse? It's not Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, it's not Erev Rosh Chodesh, and it's not Shabbos HaGadol that you say V'Arv Al Hashem. What if you have Achrei Mois Kedoshim? So some communities had a minig that you lay both weeks in a row the Haftarah HaLokiv Nekushim. Apparently that was the old minig that was established in Yerushalayim. So some say, well, Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim. You want them to say Tehevus Yerushalayim. But Da'is Yerushalayim is Tav Aser. In Yerushalayim, they should scream. But in the rest of the world, you do say Tehevus Yerushalayim. Now, so Soloveitchik said, where he came from in Europe, they never said Tehevus Yerushalayim. When you had Achrei Mois Kedoshim as two different Shabbosim, and there was no excuse to lay in a different Haftarah, so they said twice, Alok and Kushim, 2 weeks in a row. So they wrote a lot about this. So they quoted what Rav Soloveitchik said. And most say that that's not the minhag. The minhag is that, you know, once in a while, when you get stuck, you do say Ta'eris Yerushalayim. Anyway, this week is not a shayla. We say we learn halakhos nekrushim. We have the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. Ishima v'yaviv tiro. There's a din of kibbut aviyen, that's an aseres adibis, and there's a din of moira aviyen. And the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch discussed what's the difference between kibbut and moira. What does it say? Ish? Ish is usually either memayit a cotton or memayit an isha. What are you memayit over here? Why should you memayit an isha? A cotton, what's the other meaning? Tanam anat b'nei chuyub and any mitzvah. So it's memayit an isha. Okay, why should you be memayit an isha? So the Gemara says, Ish, Rashi quotes from the Gemara, Ish sipik biyodai, isha rishus acheram alehom. Yeah, in the days of the Tanayim, the normal thing would be, let's say, the girl's from New York and the boy's from California. And he came to yeshiva to learn here. He met the girl in New York, then he gets married. So if he gets married, he goes into the father's business. So the boy goes back to California. So the boy can fulfill kibbut aviyim. He's in business with his father. The parents live around the corner. He lives in the same building with his parents. The girl got married to the boy, so she moved to California. So it's not sipik biyodai. Her parents live in New York. So how'd you know? Her parents need some help, how can she help out? So it's not shach that she should fulfill kibbut aviyim. Shach is bezmanazah, the boys from California, the girls from New York, they get married, they move to Texas. He doesn't go into business with his father. He moved to Eretz Yisrael, moved to Chicago, wherever he gets a job. People don't necessarily go into business with their father. So the din patas both the husband and the wife, the both. If it's unreasonable, so you're not mechuyev in kibbut aviyim. My parents need some help, but they live the other end of the world. So they live in Brooklyn, and I live in Washington. So it's unreasonable. I'm not mechuyev to go. The parents shouldn't make an unreasonable request. And if it's unreasonable, the children are not mechuyev to observe it. That's what the Gemara learns out from Ish. That Ish sipik biyodai. Ish ain't sipik biyodai. If it's not sipik biyodai, over the shav, it's not reasonable, then you're not mechuyev. The next pasuk, the Gemara says, there are so many psukim which prohibit avodah zarah. This is not prohibiting avodah zarah. Al tifna el halila means you're not allowed to display any interest in avodah zarah. A guy's going to go visit the cloisters to see what a church used to be like. The cloisters is no longer serving as a church here in the neighborhood. Or he's going to go read books on other religions, to study other religions. Not that he's interested in worshiping them, just as interested in seeing what kind of crazy things they did. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is a jealous God, Kel Kano. He doesn't, just like sometimes there's a couple and one spouse is jealous. The wife doesn't want her husband to talk to any other women, or the husband doesn't want his wife to talk to any other men. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a jealous spouse. And he says he doesn't want us to display any interest at all in Avodah Zarah. The Rabbanim have to study Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, L'Havin Al-Horis. Sometimes they have balabatim and doing crazy things, so they have to know what to tell the balabatim, whether this is mutter, this is asa. Or the Rabbanim years ago had to know all the crazy things about Avodah Zarah in order to know who's chayav misa, if the bezin had to administer din of the fashas. Or Rabbanim today have to sometimes meet with the clergy of other faiths, so they have to read the gospels in order to know how to carry on a conversation with the other people. But if it's not lahavin al-haris, then the prohibition is bimkom ayamin atifna al-halilim. You're not allowed to display any interest in anything that has to do with avodah zarah. Then the Torah prohibits loisig noivu, for loisig zol gneivik zeila zaser, loisig noivu and aseres adibres, those are going of nefashos, on kidnapping. The other psukim are talking about are there is that yechai misa for. This goes on gzeilas mamon. Loisig neivim and loisig zol. This goes on gneivas mamon. Loisig neivim, loisig chachashiv, loisig shakri ishba misa. Those, you're not allowed to say sheker when it comes to dini mamonis. I'm going to deny that I owe you money. That's an aver. If I tell a lie, someone asks me what's my salary and I tell a lie, that's not prohibited from this pasuk. That's a different thing. That's based on a pasuk in Navi. It says Sheris Yisrael lo yasa avlo v'lo yidabru kozo. Jewish people don't tell lies. Jewish people are honest. And the Torah tells us Malach debitracha. We were all created b'tzelem alakim. We have to preserve our tzelem alakim by going in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara points out that Chaisam Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Medakdeh. Midas HaEmes of the Bizor Vatzel HaMalakim, we have to be Medakdeh Gan Emes. But this pasuk goes on Sheker with respect to Dini Mamanis. You're not allowed to tell a lie to fill out a false tax form. Your money to, you're supposed to pay money on tax, so you fill out a false tax form, you're over on Loisa Shaku, and then you're over on Loisa Gneiva. It's a Yenisa Gneiva, you're not allowed to. Loisa Kala Cheresh, you're not allowed to curse a fellow Jew. If one who curses another Jew gets Malkus, Kala Chaver B'Shem, even though it's a lav shem on Maisa, the Gemara says that's one of the three exceptions to the rule that you loike, despite the fact that it's a lav shem on Maisa. One who curses parents is Chayiv Nisa. The Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Mishnah Torah counts this pasuk twice. It's a lav, not the curse, and the Kala the Yisrael, and the Kala the Yima, he counts it twice. There is no additional lav, it's only the same pasuk. He counts the same pasuk twice. Lois the Kala Cheresh. The same thing, Makke Chavero, the pasuk says, when the Shleich Bezen gives Malkus, so it says, Lo Yosef Lahakosai, Ben Yosef Lahakos Makar Abale, the Menik Lachicha Lienecha. So the pasuk says, you're not allowed to hit someone unnecessarily. Shliach Bezin has to give Malkus, he's permitted to. But outside of that, to give more Malkus or to hit anybody else is Lo Yosef Pen Yosef, there's a lav. So the Rambam counts that lav twice. Once for Maka Odom Yisrael, that sometimes he pays, sometimes he gets Malkus. Once for Maka Odom Vimor, that the person is Chayiv Nisim. So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs asks on the Rambam, how can he count the Pasuk twice in the Minyan HaMitzvahs? The Rambam himself discusses the prohibition of Loisinov, that the Halachas Gedoilas counts it three times. He counts Loisinov for Boal Naira Hamurasa, where you get Skila, Boal Baskoyin, where she gets Sreifa, and Boal Eishesish, where the punishment is Chenek. So the Halachas Gedoilas assumes that since you have three different onshin, so the Pasuk counts three times Loisinov. Not allowed to be bought this Eishesish, that Eishesish, the other Eishesish. So the Rambam argues against the Halachas Gedolos, and he says, just because you have three different punishments, there's no reason why it should be counted three times in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. It's the same din. So the Ramban asks on the Rambam, he himself violated his own rule. He counts Los the Kala Cheresh twice, because Mekal Lo B'Yima gets Misa, Mekal Chaver B'Shem gets Malkus, and he counts Lo Yosef Ben Yosef twice. The Maka of Avima gets Misa, Maka Chaberi gets Malkus or pays money. So he himself violated his own rule. That's the Ramban's Kasha. Then the Mishnah HaMelech points out that there are another two Kashas that the Ramban should have asked, which he didn't ask. Pasuk says, Shmos Elei Machem Leis Haskir Leis Shom Alpicha. You're not going to mention Shema Vadizara. So the Ramban counts that Pasuk twice also. There's an Isser, you're not allowed to mention Shema Abedizara unnecessarily. Then there's an Isser, a Mesis, one who tries to convince someone else to worship Abedizara. The Mesis is Chayiv Misa. So the Gemara says, where's the Lav? As far as that Pasuk. Shmos Elamachem lo yisaskir lo yisham alpicha. So why does the Ramam count that twice? So he has another Pasuk, Mishlam Elach, and another Pasuk. Elakim lo yisakalo, nasib yamcha lo yisor. So the Gemara says, Elakim lo yisakalo is Lashon Kodesh and Lashon Chol. One who curses HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chayiv Misa, that's Megadev. One who curses a Dayan, one who has Smicha, is Loike. So the Pasuk has two levels of interpretation. The Rambam counts the same Pasuk twice, Elokim Leskal. So he himself argues with the Halachas Gedolos, why counted Lysinov three times. Here there are four Lavim that the Rambam counted twice. So the Megillas Esther on the side of the Rambam always comes to defend the Rambam. He quotes from the Zohar HaRakia. Zohar HaRakia is one of the many Svarim that's a commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Zohar HaRakia is written by the Tashbates. The one who wrote the Shabbos Tshuva's Tashbates. Not the Talmud of the Maharam. Written with one who lived in Algeria, I think. Sephardish Gaon. So he has a thin Sefer, Zohar HaRakia, where he has sometimes sharp comments on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So he says the Teretz is... There it says, the Rambam disagreed with the Halachas Gedolos regarding Loisinov, because all three forms of Loisinov get Misa. Naira Hamurasa is Skila, Baskan Shezinsa is Sreifa, and an Eishesish Nesu is Chenek, but Atzad HaShavu Shemem, they all get Misa. So that the Rama holds that should be counted once. But over here, by these four lavim that the Rama counted twice, sometimes there's Misa, sometimes there's Malkus. So this, you have to make up your mind. The Rambam quotes in the beginning of Hilchas Teshuvah and other places, based on the Gemara, we divide the lavim into two categories. You have kalos and you have chamuris. So an aver that has misa, that's called chamuris. An aver that has malchus, that's called kalos. So what is this? An androgynous. You have one lav that sometimes has misa, sometimes has malchus. So the Rambam understood, the answer is it's two lavim. It's only one pasuk, but you count it twice. So that's the kalacherish, since sometimes has misa, sometimes has malchus. So the hechreach, you have to count it twice. One of them is a lav chomer, menachamuris, and one is from the lav makala. So that's assumed to be the teretz on the Rambam. Why he counted here, he has four cases where he counts the psukim twice, and usually he holds that it doesn't make sense to count the same thing twice.
What's the
nafkimina
when he counts it once or twice?
What's the nafkimina in the whole sefer? We don't understand. What's the whole machloikis? Sometimes they have a machloikis, but the something is a real din that's noig l'doros, it was only Hara Ashur. So that's an important topic. But the others just have a machlek is where they count it once or twice. Is included, not included. I don't know, so nobody understands what's the big deal. I don't know. Such a big literature on what counts in the minyan mitzvahs and how many times you count it. All things seems to be irrelevant. I don't know. Then you have the parsha of Orlo and Revai. He planted the tree in Eretz Yisrael, Kisavayel Ha'aretz. He planted the tree in Eretz Yisrael, so the first 3 years, the Peres Arasa Ba'achila Ba'anoa. And then the fourth year, he had called Piriya Kodesh. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim like Maisa Shein, he needed to be Kedusha with Tahara. Or Hilulim. Hilulim means Chilulim. You can be poided. Either you eat it in Yerushalayim like Maisa Shein Kodesh, or you poided it, then you can eat it Chutz Yerushalayim. Then it says, Bashana Chamishis, whatever grows in the fifth year is no problem. Yeah. The Rambam quotes a psak from the Gaonim, which he says is a Shikitas Hayroh. Saying the Gaonim made a mistake. They interpret, Bashana Harvi is here called period, either Kodesh or Hilulim. Either it's Kodesh, you eat it in Yerushalayim. The Pasuk says in the end of Bechel Kaiser, El Chamais Oretz, Mizarotz, Mpriho, it's Kodesh Lashem. My Sashani is called Kodesh. This is Kodesh, so you eat the Revai, Peres Revai, Yid in Yerushalayim, or Hilulim means Chilulim, to be poida. So then, that's how the Gemara interprets. So then the next pasuk says, of Ashana Chamishas, Tochlas Piriyoi, if you poida the Revai, and you want to eat it, Chutz Yerushalayim, you have to wait till the fifth year. Even though you poida it in the fourth year, of Ashana Chamishas, Tochlas Piriyoi, you can eat the Peres in the fourth year, if the Pinyon. So the Rambam says that Shikigasoi Ruah. That's not what it means. When you put it there, net the revah, you can eat it in the fourth year. Bashana Chamishis means whatever grows in the fifth year, you're free to eat it whenever you want, wherever you want. But the pasuk, Bashana Chamishis, is not a hemshah from the previous pasuk. It doesn't mean that what grew in the fourth year and you were put there, you have to wait till the fifth year to eat it. Wait till the fifth year, get rotten. How can you wait till the fifth year? It's going to get supposed to. Where did the Gaonim get such an einfall? Where did they get such a shikigas hayroah? The answer is, it's one day in Yerushalmi like that. At the end of Saita, Derek Mashuach Mochama, it says, Mihuish Hashemah Bekerem, Velo Chilalo, Yelach Yashem Lepeso, Yerushalmi has some of the dinim of opinion that they revive. So it's one opinion in Yerushalmi. The Gaonim Pascha like that opinion. So the Rambam doesn't like it. Collection of many mitzvahs here. Migdosh Tirau is a din of Vayra HaMigdosh. It's more than covered. Vayra HaMigdosh is even more than covered. A Beis HaKnesses is called the Migdosh Miyad. So the Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMigdosh, there's only, since there's only a miniature Beis HaMigdosh, there's only a din of covered. But in the Beis HaMigdosh proper, there's a din of Moira. The Chayodim quotes that there are several Rishonim who assume explicitly that the concept that a Beis HaKnesses is a Mikdash Miyat is a Din Deraisa, and it has Kedusha Min HaTorah. So he says he thinks that whenever there's a Suffolk and Hilchos is covered Beis HaKnesses, you have to go to Chumrah. He thinks that that's a Din Deraisa. Other Rishonim say not so. The Rana Megillah writes that Mikdash Miyat is only a Din Medirabban, it's not Min HaTorah. But the Chayyotah makes the fuss about that. He thinks that it's a real din deraisa. Okay, there are many, many collection of many, many halachas in the parsha, but I got to run. I have to go to a meeting. A good Erev Shabbos, everybody.